Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on This Needs to Be Said. We're talking with our friend, attorney Peter Daigle, and it's been a while since we've heard from him because we've given you all the information you need to know about bankruptcy attorneys not being evil and bad and resetting your life and getting back on the right track. Well, he's coming to share with us about a program called Making Homes Affordable, and this is something that has gone away from what he explained to me. He's getting ready to tell us everything. And he wants to bring some solutions to those who are looking at maybe facing bankruptcy or foreclosure. What help is left for you now that this program has gone away? So I'm going to welcome Peter to the conversation, and you make sure you take out your pen and paper like I have and make sure you take some notes. We don't know any individual person's situation, and you may have not known to ask the question because I wouldn't have known. And here we are. We want to share. It's the elephant in the room. You are struggling silently, and we're here to help give you some information. Welcome back to This Needs to Be Said, Attorney Daigle. How are you?
Thank you, Catherine. Good morning. Thank you for the beautiful introduction.
I did a good job, didn't I?
You did a wonderful job, as always. Just what I expect.
Well, go ahead and educate us, because when I was thinking, I was like, I know nothing. Like, I haven't even heard about it. Yeah.
Okay. So our office tracks foreclosures that are occurring, and haven't noticed any let-up, in the last few years. It's essentially, it stays fairly steady from even 10 years ago. And so, with folks being noticed for foreclosure, they're always calling us and finding out, what are my options, because this is occurring. Prior to December of 2016, the government initiated a program called Making Homes Affordable. And what it was a subsidy to the banks that allowed the banks to issue loan modifications. And by receiving the subsidy, the banks were willing to allow the loans to be rewritten at less of a monthly payment to allow the people to kind of get started, again, paying the mortgage payment, because most of them hadn't been paying them in years, with a payment that was affordable, and part of it was being underwritten by the government. And then the banks would take a look at doing a permanent loan modification, where after the trial was done, and if the borrowers were making their payments consistently on time, they would be offered a permanent modification to the loan. And this was a way that quite a few homes were saved as a result of this program. But eventually the government said no more to it, and the program expired in 2016. Now, the foreclosures kept coming, though. Just because the program expired doesn't mean that the
foreclosures... That there are no more people in trouble. Right.
But as a general rule, banks don't want your home, okay? And even though they schedule an auction, a foreclosure auction, not always they find bidders, or a lot of times the bidders are trying to steal a property for a lot less than what's owed on it or what the property is worth. So we're seeing a lot of the banks actually buying back their own property in foreclosures, ones that are not sold to a third party. So when they buy these properties, they have to set up these real estate departments, and that means they have to mow the lawn and pay the insurance and keep the water on and the heat, the pipes drained or whatever. In other words, they end up being homeowners, and they don't really want to be homeowners. And then what they'll do is they'll have to hire a broker to sell the property for them. Meanwhile, they keep the taxes current and all that. So they don't really want to do that. They're in the business of lending money. They're not in the business of
owning homes. They're not real estate, right.
Yeah, and so, as a result, they're looking to get creative with the borrower. And really what they're looking for is regular income. If you have no job and no income and no source of ways to pay the mortgage, they're not going to modify you. But if you have enough income to support even a reduced amount of what they were, what the original mortgage was, they have a number of programs that they're working out for you. So typically, loans are 30-year, mortgages are 20 years or 15 years. They have different lengths. But what they'll do a lot of times let's say a 30-year mortgage, they would make it, a 20-year mortgage, they would make a 30-year mortgage or a 40-year mortgage. So what happens is that they would spread out the time frame in which you have to pay off your house. So obviously, on a shorter period of time, the payments would be higher. So if they stretch out the number of years to pay the house off, then the payment goes down, okay? And mm-hmm. then what they'll do a lot of times is they'll take what you were behind on. Let's say for a second, just to make it easy, your payment was $1,000 a month, and you haven't made a mortgage payment in 2 years, so you owe $24,000 to play catch-up. They take that $24,000 and they put it at the back end of the loan. So, for instance, that would not get paid off until the year, you know, 2030 or 2040 or 2050 or whatever, in other words. So after the loan would normally be paid off, you have to pay back another $24,000, which is what the amount that you got behind on. So between, reserving that money that you got behind on to be paid back in later years or extending the loan to, say, 40 years, the terms of the loan, you're able to then again regain starting making mortgage payments with a payment that's less than what you were paying before. Okay? So this is something that you're going to want to do before you get in too much trouble, because what will happen is that if you wait too long and they schedule the foreclosure auction and the date is coming in within, like, let's say, 40 days, 35 to 40 days, you're not going to be able to take advantage of this because there's not enough time to submit the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to say, well, they waited until the last second, and they had the option to come to us months or years before and try to modify this loan. But what they did was they waited, and all of a sudden here we are a week before the auction, and they want to talk. Well, that won't work. And so if you wait too long, they won't work with you. And a lot of times they'll send you paperwork too. That'll say, would you like some mortgage assistance? And so you'll get this paperwork in the mail. From them and make you the offer. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. In a way to kind of modify the loan and versus having to lose it at foreclosure. Or if you wait too long, then you're going to be forced to file a bankruptcy just to stop the auction. What the Chapter 13 bankruptcy does is it stops the foreclosure process, and then it gives you the time to modify. But, you could want to try to avoid that if you can by kind of getting ahead of it and getting the modification done earlier.
Now, I do have a couple of questions. So the bank doesn't want the houses back. However, you have a limit. And I get it. You're going to auction, so they could possibly get some money. What is the possibility of I waited till the last minute, they say, nope, it's going to auction, but my house doesn't sell. Do I have another chance, or I'm out of the picture by that point?
Let's assume, so you're saying you can't sell your home, right, for some reason, because you may have tried to sell it, but...
No. I'm going to, I think I'm understanding, we go to the bank to get the loan modification or get the assistance, but I didn't go in plenty of time like you suggested. I'm at the last minute, and they said, we're going to auction, but when they go to auction, my house doesn't sell. Am I out of the picture at that point, or do I have another chance?
Okay,
thing if you do, but
yeah. It may have been confusing. So, if you do not get a loan modification, or you do not file bankruptcy will stop the auction also. But if you don't file bankruptcy and you don't get the loan modification, the house will be auctioned off that day. Now, an independent third party may not buy it, but the bank will buy it.
Okay.
So you're gonna lose all rights that day. They're gone. Okay, so the only option you have at that point is, you don't have any options. You're out of the house.
Right.
So maybe they'll give you some money to move, but generally speaking, that's it. It's over. So you'd have to file bankruptcy on the eve of the auction if you can't get the loan mod approved.
Okay. And you said they're looking for regular income. Well, no, that wasn't the question I had. Would the $24,000, you said if you're able to get the assistance, they'll put the $24,000 at the end of the loan.
Right.
Is it going to be a lump sum they're going to expect, or is
it's
going to be
24
you just
months.
Have additional payments, yeah. additional months to make those payments?
Yeah, so let's say your loan is going to be paid off in 2030, it'd be 2032. So for 2 more years, you'll make $1,000 a month. It'd be the same payment. It just, you wouldn't be paying it off as quick as you thought.
So now they'll reset you like you're not behind. You're no longer trying to keep up the pace because you've... Okay, got you.
Yep.
Well, the thing I've discovered is that people don't like confrontation. And confrontation doesn't mean a fight. It just means I have to now come face-to-face with Peter and say, hey, I need help. Do you have any suggestions What suggestions do you have for a person to overcome that, because people usually don't move until the last minute because it's like, oh, I don't have any options. I have to do something. They wait till they have to, as opposed to, you said 40, did you say 60, 45 to 60
days?
Well,
30, generally speaking, 37 days before they won't accept a loan modification anymore.
Okay.
So if the completed loan modification is not submitted prior to the 37 days, it's not going to, they're not going to accept it. You know, what we see is so many people live in fear.
Yeah.
Fear grips them, and then they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that can melt fear is information and education, because once you have the necessary information that you need, then there's just no reason to be fearful. A loan modification specialist or an attorney will be able to tell you whether or not you qualify for a loan modification, so they're not wasting
mm-hmm.
your time. So if someone came to us because they couldn't afford their home and all of a sudden the bank began the process of foreclosure, they could come to us and we could tell them whether or not they had a reasonable likelihood of getting a loan modification. So, for instance,
mm-hmm.
if neither one in the home were both unemployed, it just wouldn't work because the bank is not
right.
going to continue along with modifying a loan with knowing the house is employed.
Right.
You'd have to have regular income. And it's difficult for people that are self-employed or waitresses with tips or whatever because a lot of times the money doesn't go in the bank. So the one thing to impress upon folks is that the income has to be verifiable, either through bank deposits if you're self-employed or paychecks or something
mm-hmm.
to show that you make this money. You just can't be something. You tell the bank that you're making, or you say, oh, I'm going to be making it at some point. They don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be based
mm-hmm.
upon something for sure. So we're able to look at these things ahead of time. And sometimes bankruptcy helps because if someone could say, well, we have a lot of times you have people that say, okay, I'm going to graduate from nursing school in May and I'm going to be an RN and I've got this job offer waiting and, oh, my God, I've just had to not work because I've been going to nursing school and therefore
mm-hmm.
once I graduate, I'll be making $80,000 a year. Well, that's something that we then could maybe put the person in bankruptcy just for 6 months or so to be able to complete school, get the job, and then revisit the
mm-hmm.
loan modification afterwards. So if
mm-hmm.
there's an event coming in the future that's going to allow you to, get back to work because you're injured or unemployed or something, that's the reason bankruptcy would help because it gives you more time.
Would you say what you said about fear and education again? You were saying something about people are in fear and through education,
they're paralyzed by fear,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have the necessary knowledge or information that allows them to think through some options. They just, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
I'm losing my house, the bank's foreclosing, and therefore they're just hung up on they're paralyzed by the fear of it. Their body just is seized with fear.
Yeah.
How we can, again, I think I use the expression, melt the fear away is by giving them information.
Melt the fear. That's what it was. Because I was like, what did he say? Yeah, melt the fear away. That's what it was.
Yeah, and so we're able to then come back to them and say, you don't need to be afraid because these are some options that you have,
Mm-hmm.
So it's like anything else when you don't feel well, you think the worst with your medical condition or whatever it is. And so I'd encourage people to get, to seek out information, to seek out professionals, that can help them.
Absolutely. And speaking of professionals, we are at the end of our time. Attorney Daigle, Peter, please tell us how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said.
Sure. Thank you. So I have lots of information on my website. A lot of what I've explained today is on my website, which is daigle@lawoffice.com. And you can go there and watch some videos and also request a book that I had written. But also, if you'd like to call the office and make an appointment, our number is 508-771-7444, and I'll be happy to give you a free consultation and see if somehow I can get you back on track.
I appreciate it. Every time you come, we always get lots of great information. I enjoy my time with you. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.